Yaakov Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael. Yom Aleim Eva Adrom Asher Tziva Hashem Laasus Oisom. Sheish Yisrael Teosam Belocho. The Yom Hashvi Yelachem Koyde Shabbos Shabbos on Hashem. Kol Oisom Belocho Yumos. Osevar Eish Bchom Oshvoseichem Yom Hashabbos. This is the first parsha. Parsha by Yaakov starts off. And Moshe gathers together all of Klal Yisrael, and he tells them, "Elo Advarma Shetziva Hashem Lasos." So he said, "These are the things Hashem commanded." So we have to understand that the Archaim already is the Kasha the Chor. Cholah Das Tam Shehutzach Lomer VaYakel. What does that have to say VaYakel? He gathered them into a kehila. He congregated them. What's the purpose of the emphasis VaYakel? Every time he's with Savit Vahashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu always called them together. What was the emphasis of the person of Yaakov? So his Archaim goes with his Mahalach, which that was another shmooze, but of that. If the Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Har with his Karan Arpanov, he was mamish. He looked different. He had a shine on his face, and he had this glow that he had just been by Hasina. So he looked different. So that was a siba why the people might be afraid of him, of connecting with him. So that's what it said by Yaakov to tell us. He congregated them together to show that don't be so afraid. You can now join up and then come close to me and possibly have a kesher with me, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had now been by Har Sinai. That's the mahalach of the Orachaim HaKadosh. But we want to say maybe a different mahalach with Mitzvah Hashem. The pasuk says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu, what's he mitzavi them? He's miyakel them. He gets them together in kihila together. So zok the pasuk tell us sheishes yom teosam malacha uvayuim mashvi yielachem Shabbos ish kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Hashem v'dabal yumos. He gathers them together into this whole kihila to tell them Shabbos. Rashi on the spot says that he was mocked of them as her Shabbos. The Ein of Melechus HaMishkan, no matter how important or how chashuv the Ein of Melechus HaMishkan is, still it's not Duicha as HaShabbos. The problem with this is that the Chorot is repetitive again, because Lamaise and Pashki Siso, we already went through this whole thing. Over there, Rashi told us over there, after being mitzav on the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, all the kelim of the Mishkan. So at the end of Rishon over there, Rashi says, after Shabshos at Tishmoiru, Alva Bishesh to reduce him, Bishwiz Hamalocha, you gotta make that Mishkan as soon as possible. Zoriz and Roduf, run after it, pursue it. But still, you should know that it shouldn't affect your keeping of the Shabbos. So the Chayyim, what did we mean here again? This Indian of Shabbos. Too far. What do you need to sing of Shabbos? And then I have to scream that other people are going to hear. So the third thing is that's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding about Shabbos, and all he says the Chayra is one thing. He says V'yomashu yelachem Shabbos Chodesh, keep Shabbos, and then the Chayra and whoever does Shabbos lo Shabbos is Yumos, and now is up to Lizavar Eish b'chol Moshe b'yom haShabbos. Don't kindle a fire b'chol Moshe v'seicha b'yom haShabbos. Then we go back onto the Mishkan. So the Chayra. I mean, even the Pasuk of Shabbos are very sure. The Gemara says in Chagiga, everybody knows the Mishnah, the Taka, it's Taka, That's talking not in the laws, but here it seems to be that in this parasha we added back the in loisavaru eish the chol moshvoy seichav yom haShabbos. What's the inyan? Last, the end of rejoin. Vayakel, but even though this is a double parsha, but Yitzu, but that's the name of Moshe. They all left Moshe. They all went out from in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Maisa, the first really omit on the Chayyim. What's the point of this pasuk? What's the chiddush of the pasuk? They left Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu called them in. He gave them his shoes and they left. Shkoya. They went. Now they turned the doorknob, opened the door, pushed it, went outside, took a smoke. I mean, of course, after they finished the Avayei, so they left Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the emphasis that they left Moshe Rabbeinu? So every year we speak over the, many years we sit over the drasha, we saw it, which is very important. It's time to know if, this, I don't know if they, maybe we'll have a shiur next week, we'll see it when it's around, but the Maisa, the Shavuos is always the Echlal. The Chumash put it in before Benesh Manim, that we should have a Benesh Manim Shavuos. But the Yetzu called that's the Olopians word. That when they left Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody was able to tell that they were in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I always hear the word is that even though the Maisa Sovish Oldover, they left Moshe Rabbeinu many times, but now Moshe Rabbeinu was torn upon her. They come down from a Sinai with that glow on his face. And when they left Moshe Rabbeinu, it was apparent that they had been in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like a guy walking out of a saloon, you know, he's staggering, you know, that's where he was. It's apparent from his actions where he just was, right? You see from his actions, you know, you see he's staggering around, you know, he wasn't by the barber shop. Unless the barber, you know, came on shot also. But the mice at the end of the Italian barber. But the mice at Sovish Aldova, you know he's at the saloon. Why? Because that's so too when a person left Moshe Rabbeinu, after being in that presence of the Arpanov, the world was able to tell that he was able, he was just a friend of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the sort of that person leaving yeshiva for Bein Hazmanim. It should be apparent from his actions where he just was. Was he in a saloon? Maybe for some person that's trying, that's what they're doing during the Zman. So it's apparent from their actions where they were. But most people, Reza Hashem, the people that used the Zman properly, and they were around good people, around Talmud Chachamim, and they were harboring in the learning, and they were accomplishing in their learning. The learning should have an impression on them. Learning is not just a study, not a subject. Trigonometry 101, Bibble 102, Talmud 103, and Jewish law 104, business law and Jewish law 105. That's not chat. Chat is you learn Torah. Torah. When you learn Torah, Torah affects your whole mimachi vorsh agido. You're a different person. Under a mensch. That's the pattern. When a person leaves the base medrash, goes back to America to walk off the plane, says, ah, the Schwarze should say. Ah. The famous, the author of Boss, page 37, it says, six lines. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, it says over there that Jimmy Walker was the mayor of New York City, and he gave the key of the city to, there was a tzkubra Baruch Ber, the owner of Baruch Ber, Baruch Ber Lewis, he came to America to raise money for his yeshiva. So when Jimmy Walker saw Baruch Ber, anybody see the picture of Baruch Ber, you can't even imagine what Baruch Ber was, the epitome of what we're talking about, the current Arpanov, from his Torah. It was such the heat of his Torah was, so Baruch Ber, when Jimmy Walker gave the key of the city to the key of New York City, gave it to a Baruch Ber, and he said, "You're the biggest proof or disproof of Darwin's theory, because a person like you cannot come from an ape." And Baruch Ber turned around, "You might be the biggest." No, I'm kidding. Anyway, Levisa, but Levisa, no, I'm kidding. But Levisa, at the end of the day, that's the part of my side. A man like you can. So when you walk up the plane, that big guy, "Good morning, welcome to America," he has to see on your face, ah, you didn't come from that. You're the biggest proof. You're Raya, Simon, you're Shemayim, the godless of Odom. That's a pan of Ben Odom of Torah. That he revealed in such. He's on top of the world. This came Ben Odom. He's a Ben Torah. A Ben Odom, you're a Ben Torah. The Shlomo used to always say, friends, a Ben Torah. He said, you never call a guy Ben University. Ben Harvard. This is Ben Harvard. This is Ben Uni of Pennsylvania. Ben, what's it called? Marquette. Ben, whatever it is. Penn State. This is not Ben. You don't call him Ben. Why do they call Ben Uni? Ben Science. Shad is a subject matter. By Torah, you're a Ben. But what's the characteristic of a Ben? Ben takes on the features and the nature of his father. So a person Ben Torah, the Shram used to say, is the Shad is that you're a son of Torah. You represent Torah. You want to see what Torah is? This is the Ben Torah. I'm a Ben Torah. Everybody throws around words. What is Ben? He's a Ben Torah. He's not a Ben Torah. He's a this. What's Ben Torah mean? Everybody, no one thinks about it. Shlomo said that's the pshat. Ben Torah represents Torah. You're a son of the Torah. That means that's your family. This is the Bernstein family. Represents Bernsteins. These are the Bernsteins. Yay, Bernsteins. And these are the Schmidt brothers. And these are the. You represent your family, so you're Ben Torah. You represent what the Torah expresses. You're an expression of the Torah. So you have to realize it, that the tremendous responsibility that it is. But besides the tremendous responsibility, it's also tremendous, tremendous godly greatness that a person of Ben Torah is shy to be the son of Torah. And a Mela, that has to be apparent in your action when you come back, Rabbi. So you go back to America. I'm going back, being his modern, can't wait, get off the plane, get my Starbucks coffee, the first thing. Call it not black, call it store, not call it store, whatever it is, we're going to make a heta, Ramosha's heta. Anyway, the kids are servicial dara, that's not the ikur, but it's the Starbucks coffee. The ikur, you go back, and everybody should see on you, see your pan on your face, but Yetzim will say Moshe. That's a shmooze in itself, Ramosha. That's all parentheses, in the parentheses. But we want to say over here, Rabbi, that the soid of this year's word, we want to say it's like the biggest soid. This is a very big help for Ben Hazman, Rabbi, for Ben Hazman also. He says, I want to try to say it over quickly because it's late, it's a bit late, but the soid of Varmi is that I want to tie in it, that the soid of the Tzibur of Shabbos, yes, what's he over here, was different from the Tzibur that was there. And that's why the word of Ayakh was very important, Rabbi Sai. Moshe Rabbeinu had seen that Klal Yisrael now, we're talking about after the Chet HaEgel now. Pashat Kisisa was before the Chet HaEgel. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael into a congregation because there was an integral, an intrinsic problem which had developed through the Chet HaEgel. There's no time to elaborate on it, but if you look into the Pesukim in Rashi over there, Rashi says that when they went out and they performed the Chet HaEgel in Armah, in the Pashas Pesukim, they said, Eila Lekecha Yisrael, right? They said they came along and they produced a golden calf. Now, we know the Mefarshim, all the Mefarshim bring down, a lot of Mefarshim say that, for Etzem, what are we, we're talking about the what's it called? We're talking about the, we're talking about the Madrega, Rabbi Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. How could it be that they came to that level of Chet? Some says the Erev Zah, but it's the Pelet of Zah. So a lot of them say that it wasn't, their Beinu wasn't so much that they were doing to want to do Avodah Zarah. They were trying to create a middleman, somebody in between, a go-between, between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shabbeinu had not come down from Har Sinai. They saw he was dead. They realized that we can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level. So therefore, we need a middleman now. We need somebody else to go in between us. Oh, they had Aaron HaKohen, that's a whole drush that I have. The Moshe'i, so whole dude, that's Ayin Shmuz 127 in the archive. You see a whole shmuz about that. One of the years of Kisisa, a whole shmuz about Kizem Moshe'i. They had a little lapel, wanted to choose Aaron. They're looking for a middleman. Who do we choose? Scratch our heads. You have Aaron HaKohen, the Golador. Can't figure it out, you know. Who do we choose? maybe the golden calf. That's a good idea, Larry. Anyway, Fikitsa, but what's the pshat? That's a whole different show. But the Maizah Sovishol, that was their kavana. The kavana was that they want to have some meal, and the eagle came out and they wanted you, that's going to be the. So basically, there's a whole chat that Lamaisa, they would do, they want to serve Hashem through that. What's the dessert? Bishalevi, Cheshpoin. Okay, but we're not going to Bishalevi. We want to understand. So Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Mephoshim bring down that Enoch and Nami, that was their intention. But we see what came out of it. What happened after the whole Maisa, when they did, they brought the eagle. So it didn't sound, you know, it sounded maybe at the original that there was a very good intention. We know what happened at the end. We know what happened at the end was that the eagle came out and they got up in the morning. Aaron said, let's wait till tomorrow. And they got up in the morning. And what happened? They started the party. That was the next thing we saw about that. They were part of Yimkum Tzachik. And they were doing all the affairs in the world. Now, how did that come about so simple? So quickly? That's another shmooze. That's shmooze 2:122. But the Maisa, but that's not what we had. But the Maisa, Sovah Shel Dover, what we want to take out from the whole story was that the Mephoshim brings down the Eila Lukecha Yisrael, Lashon Plural. And the chat was, the Mephoshim brings down that Klal Yisrael developed a tremendous pirud at that moment. And the story of the pirud was because Ein Hachinami, there was maybe more on the outside an intention to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was more with your own mahalach. That means each one chose their own mahalach. And that's why there was a lot of gods. Each one wanted to use their god in their own way. And that's why there was a tremendous pirud. Why? Because, as we know, the pasuk says, the taiva yevakish nifra. The person has his own agenda, his own taivas, so then he becomes nifra from his friend. And for Karek, that's why the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch worship is only ba'achdus, because it's a common goal for something else. Whereas where the religion becomes only self-service, self-pleasured, that's why the Dafka wanted Dafka and Ego could be, because deep in their conscience it was about doing for themselves. So B'Sovei Shel Dover became Eila Lokecha, became many guards, always one thing. The pshat was each one saw their own individual taiva in their guard, what they could do, and that's not what happened. The result was Vayikum and Tzachak, they went on and they went at their own individual pleasure. So now what developed now was a tremendous pirut, kind of fashus of Klal Yisrael. That was what developed. So Moshe Rabbeinu now he came down from Hasinai, and okay, they did tshuva. But the Maaseh, we didn't patch up yet the period Hanashamas, the period Haguf. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going to go now and build a Mishkan Lashem. A Mishkan has to be Echod. It has to be one. So we need something to Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. What's going to be Ma'achid then? Ma'achid is going to be Torah. But which Torah? The Torah of Shabbos. Chazal learned he was Ma'akil Kilos to learn Hilcha Shabbos. Shabbos, first of all, Torah is Ma'achid. Second of all, the Kilos is Ma'achid. Third is Hilcha Shabbos. Because Hilcha Shabbos is all about, what is Hilchos Shabbos about? Hilchos Shabbos is about Cheshis Yom Tassim, Allah, Yom HaShvi, Shabbos Lashem. That we separate it. We saw it, what's going on, period. The person is running after him, his own. The person is running after working, and Avodah is running after his own desires, and his own dreams, and his own success. Te'osim Allah. Shabbos is the day of rest. Shabbos is the day of Ichud. Ato Echod, V'shimcho Echod. Klal Yisrael becomes one on Shabbos. Roz is the Echod, you know what everybody says in the Kigam, the Roz is the Echod. It's all about Echod Shabbos. What's the Pshad? Because on Shabbos we have no jealousy. On Shabbos we're not into, but Shabbos is the day that we're not partaking in our own individual successes. Sevaru Eish is that burning motivation to be successful, to produce in this world. Eish stands for that motivator, that person wants to produce. Those Sevaru Eish, leave that Eish down, calm down that Eish. The Yisoid of Shabbos is Te'os HaMelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. And this was the Ichud, with very Bukitzer, now we're going to Baril, but this is with the Ichud through which Klal Yisrael could now become Ma'achi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Taka come to the Emunah Shleimer of Yisrael. Whereas if they're not pursuing their own individual Ratzon, and they're letting their Eish, which is that power of motivation to accomplish in Oilam Hazeh, Eish is the koyach to accomplish an oilam hazeh. L'sivaru eish b'chon shemur seyam b'yoyim ha'shabed. Let it die down. You have to be connected with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And be ma'achid klal Yisrael to that matzah, what they had lost. And now they could go out to beat the Mishkan. So Shabbos here wasn't about, early in the parasha, it was about you're going to be reducing to build the Mishkan. So that's why we had to be, that's why it's meant the Mishkan first. Here Shabbos comes first because Shabbos is the propeller. Shabbos is the antidote to which we can create that ichud that's needed for the Mishkan. That's why Shabbos here precedes the Mishkan, because Shabbos is the tool through which Shabbos here is not about Hilchos Shabbos. That's from Tarshish Kisiso. Here's about Hilchos Shabbos. You're building a Mishkan. No, even though you're building it, you can't be Chal Shabbos. Here it's a different Torah. Here the Peshat is that Shabbos is going to be used as the tool that through which you're going to be able to ma'achid and build a Mishkan. So Shabbos here is not in the negative thing, you want to build a Mishkan, but Shabbos is used as the passive tool and the weapon to be able to bring the Ichud. That was the agenda of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was his agenda now when he was now building the Mishkan. Oh, that in order to build this Mishkan now, and this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat, Rabbi Sai, this Ichud Halavavas that we're making in Klal Yisrael, that everything has that goal. Everything has that goal to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Yisod of Mishkan. That's the Yisod of Mishkan. And Klal Yisrael builds a physical Mishkan to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have it in Shabbos, Rabbi Sai. That's the Koyach of Shabbos, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that level. But Lamaisa, we need... in order to believe and to have that oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, we need also, right, as the Gemara Chazal said, we need that Navi Echad to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vayetzel Lefnei Moshe, one of Taina's few arch rushes, that the Pshat is that this whole gathering, connecting, was again to be Maimid Moshe as the Navi, as the Parnas Echad, as the Manik Echad. In order for them to have that Ato Echad, you need the Parnas Echad. You have to have the one leader. That's one time. They had reached that madrega that they had reached before. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, they lost that. Each one had come to that darga that they're their own leaders. They're in charge. Each one's his own leader. Each one's his own. Now they had come back through this koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mekala, Kilos, B'Yisrael, to learn Hilchos Shabbos, which is Ma'achad Levavos. That was the weapon, the tool to which not only he was ma'achad levavos applies, and with that we can now go and build the Mishkan. But it was a weapon through which now they can ma'achad and come under one banner led by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayetzu melefnei Moshe, if he was saying that's the Vayetzu, that the Moshe Rabbeinu had accomplished his goal to ma'achid klal Yisrael in this new koil, to bring them together in order to be rebuild the Mishkan. And that's the Vayetzel of Nei Moshe, if he was saying. So that's the drasha of Moshe. I want to take out one more thing, which is the gear for Ben Hasman, the gear for us also. Which, Rabbi Yisai, this Ichud that is Nogeya in Klal Yisrael, which is so important for our success, Rabbi Yisai. People don't realize that how much a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much the Ichud is so important, how much that Ichud shtares so much, it's a shmuz in itself, how much the Ichud of Klal Yisrael is so, so important. And Chazal say that according to the Sivas, one of the reasons why Haman's Zeris was so powerful and he was able to, because Am was Fuzrim Mefoyer Ben Oham. They were Mefuzim Mefoyer, they had the same thing. That was the Koyach of Purim also, Rabbi said. They were Mefuzim Mefoyer Ben Amim. The Koyach of Purim Be'etzim was also that same Yisoid. The Klai Yisoid were separate, they were to themselves, and that was the Nenem Yisoid Sachashverush and the Shtach of Letzelem, the same Yisoid. They were pursuing their own identities and their own successes and their own thing, and they weren't connected. So Moshe Abraham said, this is the time. This is my time where I can get rid of them. And Klai Yisoid, they bound together. And oneness, that was the Kabbalah Satoria Mechadosh, and that's why the Siva says that's why we're Mesakin of all the mitzvahs of a Yoim, is Matos of Yoinim, and Mishloach Manos and Mishloach Eo. A lot of the Chag is based on creating that Ichon Levavos, because that's how we're successful. We're not successful as individuals, we're successful as an Am. That person has to know that. If he's successful, when a person goes out in the world, Baruch Hashem, they're getting all over, but you have to realize that to be successful to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's with a Chabura, Rabbeisah. It's with you can't do it on your own. Many people feel, yeah, I'll do it on my own. Avada, a person has to work on himself, but a person understands you need the tzibur, be part of the tzibur, ma'achah with the tzibur. Avada has to be a good tzibur, but you have to. That's one yisoy, and with that we can accomplish Rabbeisah. Being a yachid and being to yourself and trying to work on only on yourself, a lot of times you lose yourself. Your self deception that you're doing it for the, you know, you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's more you're doing it for yourself. But when does the tzibur, and when you're connecting with others and you have to do for the tzibur, Lamaisa, there's a different mitzvah of Baruch Hu. There, a person develops a true identity within the tzibur, where it's lishma and not for his own means. So this is the first yisoy that we get his mom. No matter, even though you're going to be yechidus now, develop some type of connection with the tzibur. But the ma'isa, more than that, is, and this I want to get, and I just want to end with a big yisoy, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a word from Rav Ruderman Zatzal. Rav Ruderman said over a big yisoy, and the yisoy was that the Gemara says in Pesachim Peches, Samaches, I'm sorry. The Gemara says over there that Rabbi Yosef said, "Elav Ahu Yoyim Mekame Yosef Iki B'Shuk." If not for this day, how many Yosefs there would be in the Shuk? So what does that mean? So Pashim means that Rabbi Yosef said, "Without Torah, so how many Yosefs there would be? I would be like just like a Bowery bum, like everybody else." But Ruderman said such a daher. He said like this: that Elav Ahu Yoyim Mekame Yosef Iki B'Shuk. That means me myself as a Yosef, I'm a scattered individual. You know, the type of a person is to be scattered. The type of a person is to have so many different things going on in his life. This thing and that thing and that thing. So I think what Ruderman is saying is, if I didn't have one central focus, if Torah wasn't my theme, my goal, if I didn't have something in the middle of, so my whole mitzvah, my whole functioning would be a period. It would be one big period. It would be many, many, many different acts and have no connection. And that's very, very frustrating, because a lot of the acts can be soicing themselves, can be contradicting themselves. They could be things that imam is, you know, deterrence. And so, but since I have Torah, I have Lav Hu Yoyma, and we have purpose and we have meaning, so Kama Yosef, if I would be my Kama of Yosef, I would be mind myself. Yosef would be so split up, so split into particles. There would be no connection to be all my actions. But now that I have Torah as a central theme, so then my life, everything has meaning. Rabbi said, this is also your soul. This part, Rabbi said, that the Kirch of Torah that we have, Torah is something that's ma'achid ourselves. I mean, one of the biggest problems, if we want to analyze it today, is that a lot of people are doing a lot of things, but there's no connection with what they're doing. Today he's like this, tomorrow he's like that, he's doing this, he's doing that. And because he's so split up into many parts, especially today with so many distractions, because there's so many things splitting us in a person's life, so if there's no connecting force, so his life just, you know, it loses its meaning, it loses its connection. Whereas if there's something connecting everything, if everything is leading towards that goal, towards that theme, so life has so much more meaning and so much, and everything works. Whereas if it's that way, so there's contradiction. But if everything is taka in its place, with that central theme being Torah, so there could be ichud, there could be a connection, there could be a oneness of all his deeds. As the Gemara says in Brothers, and this is so important, Rabbi Yisrael, for the Bein Hazmanim. I don't know if it was the last one, but for the Bein Hazmanim, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person, you know, he's in yeshiva, he goes to yeshiva, and now it's called Bein Hazmanim. So in most people's mind, okay, that's it, you know, there's Zman, and it's Bein Hazmanim. You know, so Zman is, you know, I act a certain way, or I do certain things, and Bein Hazmanim is, you know, it's not, no shaykh, it's two different things, two different worlds. They're not one and the same, two halves of the same world. There's one world called yeshiva, then it's man, learning, avodah, And that was Venus man. That's out of this world. It's a different world. It's a different world. I live in different worlds. I think that's a very, very, very big mistake of us. If the person understood there's two parts about it, you have land and you have sea. Is that means there's two worlds? It's one world. It's called the world called Earth. There's land, there's sea, there's plants, there's trees, there's, right? You say, oh wow, there must be this different world. No, it's one world. Right? It's all one world. That's the mistake in the person's life, Rabbi. The person's life has to realize that it's all one. It's all one. It's everything at the end of the day, it's all one. It all has to add up to the number one. It all has to be, you know, whatever you're coming, which angle you're coming from, it has to be directed towards that central theme of Torah. But if it's just going to be, you know, today, now it's man, okay, now this is for the Ben Yishlam. Now it's for, you know, for the good. Now it's for, you know, it's for the Ben Yishlam. So a person lives his life like that, he'll never get anywhere. It'll be continuous in the feelers. And Elias and the fields and Basil Shalom, it'll cancel each other out. But if a person makes a oneness to it, you know, if he has a goal, and that means, forget, I'm not, doesn't mean you're learning the whole time. But it means that whatever I'm doing, it's with that same goal in mind, that's for that oneness of Torah, and it's not Kami Yosef, it's one Yosef. It's one Yankiv, it's one Yitzchak, with many different parts to it, but all those parts add into one thing. So then he could be successful. Then Be'ez Hashem, his life, you know, he could live a happy, normal life. Otherwise, he's depressed. Because one day he's Yankov, the next day he's Jack. And one day he's like this, and one day he's like that. And there's no connection between the days. And when a person doesn't see any connection, he sees life just, you know, all split into a lot of particles. Like anybody knows, if a person has to remember, he has so many different facts, and it's all scattered, the mind can't contain it. You get frustrated from it. If you find one thread, right? Yeah, a person has, let's say, like the Aruch HaSiddiqim says, Nakdama. A person has... He has a bunch of what's it called? Pearls. There's a bunch of pearls in a box. And the mice said, he fall on the floor. Oh my gosh, he said, forget it. I'm not picking it up. I don't care how much my wife enjoys those pearls. But forget about the pearls. Oh, they're worth a lot of money. Again, then someone gives an idea, take one thread and put it through all the pearls. And you'll be able to lift it up in one shot. You'll have all the pearls in one shot. Because you have to go pick up every single pearl, find it, and get it all together. It's so frustrating. Frustrating and tedious. But if there's one thread, you don't get so frustrated. And if there's one thread in your life, that if you have the one central theme, the Torah and Avodah, and serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that thing, there's that central theme. So it won't be Kami Yosef. Your whole mind, your body, your whole seers will be mixed up. I don't know, I come back, but as mom, maybe I'm confused. We have to have that talk, I'm confused, I don't know what to do with my life. Every year is the same thing, you have to be in his mom, I don't understand, every year. Now you're confused. I mean, before you went back, that's it. My life, dedicated my life to Torah, that's it. Comes back, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe I should go out to work. I understand, you were staggering away, what happened? Well, there was one world called staggering, we were on, there's a second world, Vena's modern part. You know, you get on the plane, and you know, what are you supposed to play? That's what to do. That's only in front of you. What else can you do? No? They give you earphones, they come around. Earphones, please? Why not? What are you supposed to do? The guy's sitting there, you know, everything like that. So if Shalom Baba, you know, what is he left with? He comes back confused. What's the pshat? How did he get so confused? Pshat is the thread got cut, and he pulled it out, and the pearls got scattered. Kama Yosef, it could be Shukr. There's so much Yosef now. Yosef's here and he's there, he's in the Shuk. He's there. He's in Manhattan, he's there. You have to go out to eat in the newest steak place in Manhattan, whatever. Come on. Bein Hazmanim, it's Bein Hazmanim, whatever that means. And that's it, you know, you gotta see the world, that other world. There's not, like everybody says, everybody will tell you. But Rebbe, there's a whole world out there. There's only one world, Rebbe. Bereshit made one world, and the Bereshit created that world with Torah. Torah is the blueprint for the world. Torah is the thing that keeps the world going. If you're attached to it, you're in this world. If not, you're out of this world. What's the Mishnah say? Shloisha dvarim motzina sa'odim min ha'olam, min ha'olamon, from your world. You have one world, but there are three things that take you out. Takes you out of the world. Where are you? You found everyone. What are those things? All things that separate you. separate you. It splits you up. You're pulling away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, you're pulling away from that thief? You go out of the world. You're in Hanami. Well, there is only one world. That Olam is supposed to be in. You pulled yourself out of the world. And that has to be the mindset when we go back from Bnei Zmanim. The mindset has to be, one mindset. Whatever I'm doing now, I'm going on a trip, I'm taking a break. We'll go a family trip. We're going here. We're going there. I'll devour this. So he probably wants you to see the world, 100%. I don't know about everything. But he wants you to see the world. He wants you to enjoy the world. The world was created, right? Yerushalmi says that if I have something in the world, you didn't benefit. You can have a feeling. A person could have benefited from the world. Supposed to enjoy the world. But again, the boy say, Kama Yosef ik b'shuke, Kama Yitzchok. Is it one guy with a lot of different parts which he's supposed to have? Hashem could have made us one thick board. No nose, no eyes. No, they just got a piece of thick, one piece of flesh. Nothing, that's it. What do we have to be like this? It could be a hippopotamus. You know, just like one piece of flesh, that's all. So, you know, what's the pshat? We have feet and nose. Everybody's doing a different function, right? Right, the Gemara says we have Brachas HaMachalaf. Slave, maven, panel, everything has a different function. What's the pshat? Why is so many different things? The turrets, right? It's very confusing. Everything's doing different things. How does this machine work? The turrets is, it works, functions properly. If it's all ma'uchid, if it's one yosef, but if it's scattered like those pearls all over the place, it can't function, boys. It can't function. If even's not doing its purpose, it's not doing it like the Gemara says. If the af, which is supposed to is the makor of neyer, of his oiris, the af, the ruchnius, it's doing its part. And the stomach is the makor of shina, the Gemara says. If they're doing the opposite thing, chazron, the guy dies. Because each one has a function in this world. But the function has to have one main thing pumping everything, the heart, right? The heart is the place that's pumping everything. That has to be. As we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should give us a Torah, to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu the right way, that's what we have to ask for. But all the particles, all our beings, everything that we do, should have that function, it should be focused on that accomplishment. And Be'ezah Hashem, then we can live a happy life. Otherwise, there's so many steers, and everything's so complicated, so frustrating, because we're always, this thing's going that way. A guy's pulled in two different directions. How does he feel? His arm is this way, his left arm is that way, this guy's pulling him that way. You're in pain, you're tortured. Right? That's how you torture someone. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos, they wanted to kill Bar-Hedya. Right? They tied him to a tree. And they bent the trees over this way. They tied one leg this way, one leg that way, and then they cut the trees. Rabbi said, I don't have to tell you what happened. He went two different ways, and one part's going one way, and the other part's going one way. You don't remain anywhere, Rabbi said. That's the problem. One part's going one way, one part's going the other way. No, eat, drink, enjoy. You should have to tell you be a priest. Celibacy, going in some room and never partake in oil mazeh. No, be involved in oil mazeh. Oh, the ma'isa kama yosef iki b'shuki. Are you one yosef? The ichud of one yosef, that's the yisod of b'shuki. So you be the ichud takes place through Torah, the kil kal kilos, through Shabbos, b'shuki. That's the ichud of the person, b'shuki. Sheish yisham te'osim alocha. Be involved in work the whole week. But what's your goal, b'shuki? Everything that you're working, the te'osim aloch is for that goal of yom hashvi tishbois, the work and everything is directed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then be'ez HaShem Yisbaruch Hu, you'll have a successful life, you'll be able to ma'achid yourself, you'll be able to ma'achid yourself within the community, which is also needs that ichmah to accomplish what we said before, you need everybody around you. And you'll be able, be'ez Hashem, to enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in this world. If not, Chas V'Shalom, that's the biggest, that's the problem, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says, on ending, Chazal said, the Mishnah and Kenan says, Tamei Nechachom, Kozman, Shemazkin, and Daitan, Mishnah Shevis, as they get older, their mind gets even more settled, the more settled. The Amarat, the Gemara says, Roshoyim, Kozman, Shemazkin, and Daitan, into a refuse. They get so frustrated. They're alive, they live, and their lives are so scattered, they can't bring it together. Because their mom is running after one tithe to the next tithe, the whole life they're running after tithe, and they can't connect the pieces, so their life is scattered. person's mind, they say, when he has so much information, his mind has a big problem, you know, be able to store it and to keep it as good information. And it gets very, very frustrating to the mind. This is the same way in our bodies, Rabbi said. You have to learn to ma'achid the koichas. That's through Shabbos. That's through Torah, Rabbi said. Shabbizorch of Eiz Hashem. We're not zorch to meet again next week by Yikro. For those who are here, who want, we can maybe have a shiur, maybe Thursday, we'll see. But if not, I wish everybody a tremendous ben hazmanim. It should be hazman, not bein hazmana, which is this new world, the other world. You get on the plane, bye-bye Abaye, bye-bye Rava, we'll see you. Shchodesh Iyar, hopefully. Now, no, you take your Gemara with you, you take your Torah with you. You ma'achid, you start, whatever you do, you ma'achid it, whatever you have to do, you enjoy it. But in the word of Ichud, with a direct, with a focus, with a goal, that's going to produce a hemshich of what you're trying to accomplish during this manor, but I said, the bein hazman is supposed to be that let up, but it's supposed to facilitate the steiging for this man weiter. And that can only be when it has that same goal. And be'ez Hashem, you ma'achid all of our parts of our body to that oneness, but I say, ato echud. Shimcha echod, Mika Amchis, Goy echod, Ba'oros, Wo echod, Hain, said all of us together, Hain, said ourselves, to be that Yosef, who's not Bishukir, of that Rehelikir of Yosef, who said, Ilava, who Yoima, Kama Yosef, Bishukir, to be Zurcha, to each and every one of us, to reach that Ichud in ourselves, and be Zurcha for Eiz Hashem, that the Torah should guide us, should lose ourselves, and the Bein Hazman should be healthy and happy, and successful. Come back strong and mischazik, and hopefully we won't have to come back. But if we do have to come back, it will be for the binyan beis hamikdash and chodesh nishim listening niglu nishnasim li goyel and shoshana yud aleph and hey of yamin amen.